welcome back into the Press Box and our weekly racing preview. It's brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Dave Baker here, along with the man behind the Press Box, both physically, on the World Wide Web, everything that has to do with the Press Box and the Louisville Thoroughbred Society is a labor of love for our friend Gene McLean. Mr. McLean, how are you, sir?
I'm doing wonderful, Dave, and, you know, we are now gone into the second month of 2019, February the 1st.
Yes.
February the 2nd, Saturday, is the birthday of my lovely daughter, Alex, down in Nashville.
Oh, we love that.
Shout out to Alex, and may her birthday be everything that she wants and more.
Absolutely. Okay, and so hopefully what we can do is we can help her and her husband get some birthday spending money. Because
that's
of what
exactly
you're,
right.
What you're about to talk to us about, and three big ones that we want to talk about this weekend. Let's start with the Grade 2 Holy Bull and Maximus Mischief.
Yeah, the Holy Bull, three big Derby prep races today, Buzzy, and you know, all of them have points building towards the first weekend in May. The Holy Bull is a major race on the road to the Derby down at Gulfstream. It kind of leads right into the Fountain of Youth and then the Florida Derby. Maximus Mischief won the Remsen, did so impressively, which is kind of the first true test of endurance up in New York. That's to end the 2018 year. So he starts this year. He certainly would appear to have this distance well in hand. He'll be the favorite. And certainly deserves to do so. Just has been a tremendous talent, first three starts, and is certainly going to be a prohibitive favorite in the Holy Bull. I'm going to go against him today, Buzzy, with a horse named Mijos, trained by James Jerkins. This is a horse that I think is truly on the improve, gets John Velasquez in the saddle. And I really think this horse can really improve off his last race and allowance going the route of ground. And I just think James Jerkins is one of the better talented, more talented trainers that doesn't get a lot of the publicity. But I think he could give Maximus Mischief all he wants in the Holy Bull.
And so that's how you're going to play it?
That's how I'm going to play it. I'm going to play Mijos. And straight across the board, and then play box those two. You won't get a lot of value in there, but I'm going to play Mijos on top with a little over in the exacta and try to hit a little bit of a longer shot in the Holy Bull.
Okay, so we go from the Holy Bull to Santa Anita. This is a prep for the Santa Anita Derby. It is the Robert B. Lewis Stakes.
Yeah, and a lot, you know, this race really looks to be, or a lot of people will figure it to be, a two-horse race between Gunmetal Gray and Mucho Gusto. You know, both of these horses have gotten a lot of fanfare, Buzzy. Gunmetal Gray is a horse trained by Jerry Hollendorfer, ran at the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, came back and you know, ran very, very well in the one-mile Sham Stakes where he won by a length. Kind of stamping himself as one of the leading contenders out there on the West Coast, where there are a plethora of Derby contenders in both the Baffert and the Hollendorfer barns. The other one, Mucho Gusto, ran second to Improbable in the Los Alamitos cash call futurity. Never gave Improbable a serious threat, but Improbable, Instagram, Coliseum, some of those horses figure to be the primary Derby contenders out there, Improbable being undefeated as well as Instagram. So both of those horses figure to be really well touted and well supported in the Robert B. Lewis. But don't forget a horse on the outside by the name of Nolo Contesto, ridden by Joel Rosario. He could really upset these other two because he's got a lot of speed. He's going to be the one they have to run down. Santa Anita, from time to time, will favor a speed-favoring horse. And he gets in with 120 pounds, two less than Mucho Gusto and four less than Gunmetal Gray, who will be coming from off of it and may have a lot to do there in the late going to catch Nolo Contesto. I'm going with Lucho Gusto, a son of Mucho Macho Man. I think that he and Nolo Contesto may have the upper hand with the distance and with the speed. And I'm going to go with Lucho Gusto in the Robert B. Lewis.
Okay, so that leaves us with one more stop, and it is the Withers Stakes up in New York, and you're looking at a horse named Our Brain Trust.
Yes, Buzzy, and this is a horse that was just purchased privately, trained now by Mark Cassie. This is the same connections that had Wonder Godot, and she ran second in the Kentucky Oaks last year on her way to winning a couple of legs of the Canadian Triple Crown against Colts, a really talented filly. They have purchased this filly privately. This colt privately will be making his first start under the new banner of Mark Cassie. Very, very talented horse. I'll be interested to see how he does stretching out a little bit. Gets Jose Lascano, picks up the mount, drawing post six. So it'll be interesting to see how he does. There's another one from the barn of Cassie by the name of Sir Winston. And both of these horses, Sir Winston did very, very well over the artificial surface up at Woodbine last year over the synthetic surface. It'll be interesting to see if he can convert to the dirt. The horse that I like, Buzzy,
yes, sir,
is a horse. Obviously, Tax is in there. He got claimed by Danny Gargan after winning at Keeneland, and he ran a very nice third in the Remsen, and he'll be supported as well. But there's a horse in here that I really, really like by the name of Moretti. Moretti is, I think, the best bred horse in the race. He's a son of Medaglia d'Oro,
sure,
half-brother to Battle of Midway. He'll break from post three with Manny Franco up, and I think Manny Franco is one of the more underrated riders in the world. Really talented, seems to get the most out of his horses. This horse will be stepping it up in class, but I really like today and on a go forward, Moretti, who I think will be at some decent odds in the Withers today, Buzzy.
Okay, and of course, for all of Gene's picks on this big, big Saturday of racing each and every day, but especially this big, big Saturday of racing, you can check them out at thepressboxlts.com. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Mr. McLean, hope you and yours have a great weekend, and as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my friend, and I was thinking of you this week, your favorite horse, Thunder Snow.
Yes.
You know, with the precipitation that
yes.
we have had, I was just casting a wistful eye out over the backyard. And
yes.
Listening to snowbanks and thought of your favorite horse, Thunder Snow, and just wondering what he may be up to. But, you know, I'm sure that he has your in the back of his
He is waiting for his next moment to pounce. You have a great weekend, my friend.
You too, Buzzy. Take care, my friend.